There's at least one detail in today's first reading from the Acts of the Apostles in chapter 13 that we should all find shocking if we're actually paying attention. It says, almost the whole city gathered to hear the word of the Lord. Let that sink in for a moment. Not like 10 people, not like 1,000 people. Almost the whole city gathered to hear the word of the Lord. Kind of praying about the magnitude. I can't imagine, it's unthinkable for me, any type of events that would be capable of summoning all of South Leewood to come out for some event. I don't know. Just trying to kind of praying about this. Certainly wouldn't want this, but let's just say, God forbid, our beloved pastor, Father Brian, were to pass away. I was thinking, well, perhaps for such an event, in order to pay our respects and to pray, at least all of the Catholics, perhaps, of South Leewood would come out for such an event. But here's the thing. We're not talking about believers here. This is talking about Gentiles. I have no idea. I have no idea what could possibly summon non-Christians to come out to hear the word of the Lord. Not to, like, come out for some Taylor Swift concert, right? To hear the word of the Lord. And it says, they were delighted when they heard this and glorified the word of the Lord. This is extraordinary. And as St. Paul reminds us, the word of the Lord is dunamis, right? It has the same root word where we get dynamite. The word of God is powerful. The word of God generates this type of enthusiasm. The word of the Lord generates this type of freedom, of healing, of exhortation and strength. And you can make an argument that the woman, the goat, the greatest of all time, my all-time hero, but really everyone's all-time hero, the mother of God, her power comes from receiving God in her life. The word of the Lord, which was so valuable, which she treasured and pondered in our heart, which was an ever-flowing source of grace in her life. Today we ask for that type of openness, that we would be able to receive that type of enthusiasm and power that the word of the Lord generates in our lives.